de evangelism retreat in Anaphora, 12th to 14th November. Please fill the application at the door with Nora and Nada. Cost is 200 Egyptian pounds per person or 170 for a student. An amount of 20 pounds will be deducted if you will be coming by car. By the way, there will be some bus going back on Saturday 13th at night. For those who are working on Sundays, they can spend the first night only and going back on Saturday night by bus. Also, outsiders are allowed in this retreat. Outsiders are allowed, but they should be, you know, interested in evangelism and not necessarily English speaking, because the retreat will be in Arabic. Children allowed, because there will be some program for the children there in Anaphora. For the homework of this week, you will have a CV containing the movie of Spirit. I think many of you watched this movie before. This, you know, like a cartoon movie. It's so nice. I like it so much. And even the songs in it, you will love it. This movie, Spirit, from which you have next week homework, is sold outside with 10 Egyptian pounds. I'll give you the homework now concerning this CD. In the same pack of the CD, you will find the soft copy of the book, The Case for Christ. This is a very important book written by Lee Strobel. He was an atheist and became Christian and evangelist. The Case for Christ. You will find the whole book like a movie. So you can enjoy this another movie of The Case for Christ to know how to defend your Christian faith, how to speak or talk to some atheist. So this is very important to listen and watch carefully this book, like The Case for Christ, and the documentary movie on it. Please check them out, as they are of very good help for our evangelism service. The Coptic Orthodox lectures covering various topics, please check the website cyc.com. You know, this is a third Coptic Orthodox channel after Arabi and CTV. This is the third Coptic channel, but only in English. It's from America, cyc.com. You will find many English materials, like talk shows with the Coptic American youth, with many lectures in theology and in English, so you can enjoy listening and watching this channel on the net. For the homework of this week, from the movie Spirit, please pick out 10 Christian concepts. You know, this movie, it's about a horse running here and there and making a very nice movie, nice story. But the story has many Christian lessons. So you will pick like 10 concepts and comment on them out of the movie. I mean lessons, Christian meanings, like love, like humility, like redemption, like resurrection, like incarnation, whatever. The ideas, Christian ideas, you look for in the movie. And I think you need to watch the movie twice at least in order to pick these Christian lessons. I think I got like 20 lessons, but you are supposed to just pick like 10. You are supposed to clarify what the meaning of resurrection you found in this movie. Comment on the lesson, okay? Just don't put the name of the lesson only. No, you have to say, like, in this action happened in the movie, I could see the meaning of resurrection by doing so and so. You understand? I mean by this homework, you know, just to help you when you watch any movie, just try to pick the Christian meanings in it. Because this, you know, it's a cultural way to talk or speak with anybody in his culture. I mean, it's a way for communication with people, because millions have seen this movie. So you can start talking about the movie with anybody, and through this movie you can start speaking about God. Okay? So it's a new tool of evangelism. For those who are listening to us online and they cannot find this movie on the net, they have special homework for this week. I mean, those listening from America, Canada, Australia, so they will have a specific homework for the link attendees who do not have this movie, from the second epistle of Timothy, chapter 3, please clarify the challenges that might face the evangelist. Many challenges face any evangelist you can find in the third chapter of the second epistle of St. Paul to his disciple Timothy. Okay, and the commitment that he should abide to. Challenges and commitments. What are the challenges that might face any evangelist, and what are the commitments an evangelist should abide to? I will give you a short lecture on approaches of evangelism. You know, short-term mission is one of the channels of evangelism. It's not the only channel. Being evangelist, you may visit the villages, you may work with the kids, you may make some local servant training, you may start with school education, you may work in a medical center. So, you know, there are many channels of evangelism. Tonight I'll give you like a few minutes on a short-term mission like happened with the group of South Africa. The first question is the significance of short-term missions. Are they of any value? You know, I read a book, American book, that say that short-term missions, you know, have minimal value. But I don't agree with this. I could see with your experience that short-term missions have great values in evangelism. For the servants, the first value is tasting the beauty of evangelism by experiencing people of different cultures, races, and religions, and by living among them. You know, by only spending like 10 days or more with a different culture, with different people, praying with them, eating with them, playing with them, you get some changes into your life. So this is kind of tasting the beauty of living together with different people. You taste Christianity in a different way by this sort of mission. Also, expanding the scope of service away from the experienced local service activity. Many of the servants who were like Sunday school teachers or servants in Ashwa'iyat or whatever, they could see that this kind of service is much different than any service they had experience in. It's a new experience. Another point is significant to the servants is improving their performance. You know, by this service they improved in giving lectures, in playing with the kids, in delivering the message of salvation. They improved or they upgraded their level of service. Also getting chances of being asked for a longer term missionary, whereby a servant discovers his life mission and God's will. You know, I could tell you that all those who devoted their life for missionary work started by short-term mission. They went for a few days and after some time they enjoyed the service and they went again. After a while they decided to give many months or years or their life totally to the missionary work. Also for the servants, short-term missions have great value in meeting other servants of various styles, talents, programs, and interchanging experiences. You will meet servants of African countries, you can meet servants of the group here, different from you, coming from different culture or different churches, but we all Orthodox in a Coptic church, but by meeting them you will get a better experience. Also exploring the specific talents of each servant through the eyes of the team leader. By this short-term missions, actually, Wadid and other leaders can evaluate all of you and see the talents of each of you, and they can assign each one to the service in the future. The value of short-term missions for the served area, not to the servants, but to the served area. First of all, exploring most creative and attractive approaches to match this area based on earlier studies related to. We actually, before visiting any country, we had like homework on the net to study the culture, to study the habits, the problem, the standard, everything about this country. And this homework is very essential before going in any mission. And I think all those who went to African countries, they could see a big difference when you visit any country and you don't know anything about it from another experience when you go and you had read a lot about this country and you study the habits and the culture, you can see the difference in communicating with the people and in developing a better service. So this kind of exploration is very essential with the short-term missions. Actually, we send some groups to some countries just for exploration. What to do next? How these people live? What are the standards of religion or religious standards in this area? Also, another value of short-term mission to the served area is helping preach the Orthodox truth and strengthening the locals, whether from the Copts or the natives. You know, a major defect in Christianity of African countries is the defected education or religious education. They know very little about Christ, about the Bible, about Christianity, and even those who are baptized as Orthodox Christians, they know very little about the Orthodox Church. So we have part in our mission to help them to know deeper the knowledge of Orthodox faith and to study the Bible and to go deeper in their relation to God. Another value significant to the served area is supporting local priests and servants, bringing in new tools of service, programs, forms, ideas, and developing their service. By visiting these churches, we may help them to develop their service. We help the priest there, the Sunday school teacher, whoever serving there, we bringing with us some new programs of teaching, of education to the kids, to the youth, and these programs ready for these natives to use. Also, delivering the word of God to few villages. In many of the missions happened the last 2 months, they visited villages and they spent few hours or few days with the natives, and they could affect their knowledge and their hearts in their relation to God. Kids and youth, and pursuing the seed by any channel like mailing or on-site follow-up. Many of you got some relation online with the natives there, and this is very essential in the future. As written, shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So we believe that any word coming from God will do something. It's like a seed we put in the land, and after some time you will gain the fruit. Also planting local servant training. The short-term mission is the start for a second step called local servant training. Very essential in evangelism, that you train some of the natives, of the locals, to be servants for the community. This is a major step before which we should go in short-term missions to prepare for this kind of training or courses. Or we may plan for business for evangelism. We may think how to develop some sort of business to help these natives to grow in their life, to develop their standards of living, and also to help themselves in gaining money. What are the requirements for the short-term mission servants? I know many of you already went in missions, but some of you did not yet. So let's study this. The requirements needed for short-term mission servants. First of all, good background about evangelism. We need all of you to study the lectures of evangelism and to read the Bible carefully, to make the homework regularly, in order to prepare yourself for such sort of mission. So by attending the courses and studying the Word of God, it's like an important background before going to any country. And I think many of you felt this, that with the lectures and the homeworks, they can, give some better service than before. Also praying hardly for God to use them. Thank God this mission in South Africa and other missions, they stuck to prayers and they spend a lot of time praying before and during and after. And this is very important in our missionary work. So the requirement is to start praying strongly for the mission. And by praying, you will plant, God will put His passion or His word inside your heart, and you can easily spread the faith. Also, it's required some preparation, preparing the necessary inputs, namely like staff for the trip. Before going in any mission, short-term mission, we should prepare the staff, the person and the group, and check the the qualities of these people and how can they work as a team and the talents of each of the individuals there. Also spiritual material like lectures, lessons, kids activities, gifts, toys, crosses, pictures, caps, t-shirts, whatever. This all stuff, we need in our short-term missions, so we should prepare this. Also supplying food and clothes to some poor areas, like we are doing in Sudan and in some African countries. We should go having some clothes and food to the poor villages and poor kids. Also preparing the necessary studies to be aware of nature of the area, expected problems, medical, psychological orientation, political, economic, socio-cultural, technical, environmental, and legal factors. All these aspects should be covered before going, and also exploring these factors while there. We need also in short-term mission to prepare evaluation reports in order to develop our service and to do better in the future. We need very much these evaluation reports. What did we do and what we failed in, what we succeeded in, how to improve this mission, how to make it better and better. So we need to know the status of the local church. We need to know the available services, Coptic and others. Status and characteristics of local servants. Are they willing to do by themselves better service any of them may be a priest in the future, of the natives I mean. So these reports are very essential in our evaluation. Also, evaluation reports include team members' performance standards. So all of you will be evaluated on a sheet of performance, because we should know many things about each of you while serving there. Matters needing further assessment. While evaluating the mission, we may need to know more about some aspects we couldn't cover. Mission channels of communication. What are the best way of communicating with these people? We may fail in some ways of communication, so how to develop better ways of communication. Also, in the evaluation report, there should be like proposal and plans for the future visits. This is very, very essential. Each team should prepare in the evaluation report a plan for the future, or vision, or proposals, or ideas how to serve in this country in the future. Okay, the second way of evangelism, the second channel, is the local servant training. And this we will have some little lecture of this next week, I think, about the local servant training. After starting with short-term missions, usually we step forward to the local servant training. And this is a major goal we aim at from the start. Is it of any value? The objectives of this course, Adat Khuddam, preparation of the local servant, is preparing good local servant staff. Because we cannot stay for long in these countries. And even if we stay, they can serve their community better than us. They know the culture, they know the language, they know the habits. So if they are very strong servants, they can cover the needs of the service much better than us. So actually, we cannot stay for long, but we can help them to be stronger in faith and be strong servants, and they afterwards serve the community. So they can be capable to preach the word of God to their families and community. Also, another objective is choosing suitable candidates. While making the local servant preparation or course, during this course we can pick the best candidates for the future to be leaders of the service in this country of the natives, to be later devoted, maybe nuns or priests or just devoted servants. Another objective is to develop deep relation with Coptic servants. When we serve in a small group like 20 servants and we spend like few months with them in this local servant training, the bonds between the Coptic servants and the native servants are stronger. And this is very essential for the future, to stick to the mother church in Egypt, to deepen the relations with the mother church. Another objective is to schedule visits to the mother church. While making the local servant preparation, usually we plan for the next year missions. So we may dream of visiting this country like 5 times per year. And during these 5 times, we can put programs adding to each other. And some of the servants may spend few months, not just 2 weeks. So we just put the plan for the country for the next year to strengthen their loyalty. Another objective, to decide on the best approach for the area. I think after the experience of local servant training, usually we find new ideas and new approaches we couldn't see by spending only a few days with them. When we spend many months, we can see the picture much clearer. So we can match and integrate into the culture. Another objective is proposing new plans for the service in this area. While spending few months, we can, you know, think of business related to evangelism, developmental projects for this area, nursery service for the kids, so we can start developing new projects while spending longer time. What are the characteristics of the leaders of local servants training? Let me tell you that not each of you can be a leader of a local servant training. You may all serve as members in short-term missions, but to be a leader of a local servant training course, it's not easy. You need to have many qualifications. Spiritually, you should be strong. You should be highly educated in many things, in English, in computer, in some personal skills, and most of all, Bible study and church matters. You should be very much Bible-minded, because you will be asked by these natives specific questions, so you should answer with a biblical background. Also, you should be very orthodox. You know the taqs, the order of the church, you know the dogmas of the church, so you can get into some debates with this youth. You should be disciplined and devoted to the mission. So actually, I wish all of you can work one day as a leader of a local servant training course, because this is my dream, to make it everywhere in all African countries, after which these natives, these servants, local servants, can, you know, serve their countries better than any of us. Also, we need you to extend your time commitment, not less than 3 months to 1 year, to make this course strong. You may need to develop the language, the local or current language in this area, and also you should have the talent of developing teams, because you as a leader, you will be a leader of 20 of the natives. You should be a good leader, and they should look at you, up to you as a good leader, and follow your steps. What are the tasks of the leaders of local servant training, or the, what we call discipleship classes? First of all, programs and curriculum. We need to have a program or curriculum for this course: dogmatic, biblical, church order, church history, development skills, leadership skills, soft skills. So we put with you some programs to give them this program in few months period. Also, the accommodation. Another task is you should help yourself to accommodate to the culture. And we should help you in this accommodation. We need to give you a comfortable place, not very much, you know, but not far from their homes, large enough to accommodate at least 25 students. Another item of this plan is the budgeting. How about the budget? Allocate funds to cover the leaders' expenses, traveling tickets, equipment needed, computers, books, CDs, service, food, and give away, whatever. Also, the supervision. We need all three of these courses to be supervised by the head of the service, like our Sayyidina Ambantonius Moros, or the priest available there, or from here, me or other priests. We should supervise this course, because this is, you know, very precious one, after which we may develop better service. And also, supervision should be by the head of service of evangelist team and the support service group in Cairo. As the structure given by Fadi last week, you know now that there is something we call support service groups. You need to be always reporting to this support service group, which is led by Sharif Morgan. also reporting by emails and messages. Those leaders who will spend some time with these groups, they should be in continuous reporting and emailing to the head of evangelism in Cairo, so we can solve with them any problems happened and guide them in any way better if they are stuck in any problem. So we should know the current status, the progress, the problems, recommendations and subsequent proposal, necessary replacements or changes might happen all through the course. So I gave you tonight two channels or two, you know, models of evangelism. The short-term missions, which we started like 1 year now or 3 years in Sudan, and a new model called local servant preparation, which we started with Vasan and others like 3 months ago. So these are two models, but there are many other models of evangelism in later lectures. Glory to God. Amen.